So today I'm supposed to talk about the first record I bought. Well, it's a thorny issue for me because as I'm a musician and I really care about music passionately and I make music, I write songs, I care very much about lyrics, I care very much about melodies. But I didn't really come across music. It didn't really have any kind of connection to me very much until I guess I was 11, and even then not really till I was 15. The first record I bought was a cassette of Eternal, the band, the pop band Eternal, when I was 11. I can't say I like it that much anymore. I do like the kind of some things about the melodies in that, but I didn't. It was never really something I was into. It's a bit like the first gig I went to was by the band Dodgy, which is a terrible band, and that didn't really show me the amazingness of gigs. I've since been to brilliant gigs. I've since bought brilliant records, but I don't have any credibility on these issues, which is, I guess, a strange thing. But for someone who wants to have credibility and write music and write songs. But the first records that I didn't buy, but that I remember, the ones that are significant to me, were the ones that were played in the car when I was growing up, when we drove around Ireland or we went on family holidays. Mostly I remember driving around Ireland, like I say. And that was Simon and Garfunkel's Greatest Hits and The Best of the Beautiful South. I still stand by both those records. They had a big influence on me in lots of ways. Yeah, okay, now I like pop music and rock music and punk music and reggae and hip-hop and all sorts of different things that don't sound like The Beautiful South or Simon and Garfunkel, but ultimately I think melodically both those bands massively influenced me, and even lyrically in some ways. So those are the first records that I didn't buy but that I heard a lot and sang along to driving around Ireland in a rare moment of family happiness, I guess. Like those times in the cars with those records, the family all felt warm and cozy, and unlike how it feels in most of my memories of my childhood. Thanks very much. Speak to you tomorrow.